Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
The holidays may be over, but that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, is still playing in my head because, baby, it is cold outside. Oh, my goodness. So thank goodness we've got Ashley Koff back with us. She's a registered dietitian. She's fantastic. We're going to be talking about hot foods today. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm cold. How are you? No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm freezing. I know. I'm so cold. It's crazy. Yeah. But I'm so excited to talk about this topic because I feel like, you know, in the summer, I end up doing conversations around, like, all yogurts aren't necessarily healthy for us or all juices aren't necessarily healthy. And I think when we get into the winter, like, we so quickly are just like, oh, my gosh, let me do anything to make myself warm. But we may, like, be doing some really not great things for us. And the flip side is there's so many great things that we can do for us that both heat us up in temperature, but also, you know, metabolically heat us up. And also when we stay warm inside, we get those great benefits from an immune enhancing or, you know, keeping our immune system healthy. So I love it. Let's get warm.
All right. So, yeah, let's get warm. So let's go through some examples. Tell us how we could get warm.
Yeah, first of all, well, I mean, I'm a huge, in the winter, I turn to, like, bowls. I love one pots of anything. And, you know, so that naturally in my mind leads me to the oatmeals, you know, especially on the breakfast front. But I think what I want to kind of call it is oatmeal 2.0. So it might even be 3.0 at this point, because if we go back to, like, grandma's day where it was literally just a bowl of oats, like, that was great mm-hmm. for us. But then we've seen this whole space of oatmeal that kind of is like fat-free yogurt, where there's just a ton of sugar added in there in addition to oats being a carbohydrate. And so what I find is a lot of these are carb bombs. And, you know, we're eating them with this idea that, like, oats are healthy for us, and they are, and they're super heart healthy. But if we're adding a lot of sugar to them, or if we're not conscious of the fact that the oats are already our carbohydrate source, we can be doing really some wrong things by way of our energy. So what I'm loving, and I just also got back from Fancy Food, so I definitely can speak to this as a trend that's growing, are all of these bowls of either multigrains or whole grains, or, you know, grains where the grain itself actually has some protein, like, say, a quinoa, or where you're seeing blends, like some of the blends have, like, oats and hemp seed and chia, and literally all you have to do is add your water or your coconut milk to it, and you're getting more of a nutrient balance. So it's going to be, not only is that going to be better for us from a waistline standpoint, but it's also going to be better for our energy, so we don't have that, you know, spike of carbohydrate and then dropping out. So think about it this way. If you like your plain oats, then what I often tell people is that what we don't want to do is top it with, you know, fruit, raisins, brown sugar. Maybe what we want to think about instead are, you know, things like hemp seeds or peanut butter or almonds or, you know, other nuts and seeds that way. And then also one of the things I'm seeing is more of the savory side, which I love. You know, somebody was telling me they're doing like they're cracking their egg and putting it on top of mixed grains. And I even had somebody do a ramen breakfast bowl, which I thought was a great idea. You know, so there are so many ways to have a warm breakfast. We just want to be thinking about it. But the other part is, if you have your oatmeal and you do it right, let's say you put your peanut butter on there and, you know, you put some cinnamon on, which is a great spice for boosting metabolism. You can even throw some ginger or turmeric for anti-inflammatory. But if you do that,
and blood sugar too.
Yeah, and then if you have a large latte with it, you've just thrown that out the door again. You know what I mean? So one of the things we have to think about is, if our breakfast bowl is a hot bowl, you know, then we also want to think about what we're doing from a beverage standpoint. But the nice part is you could split up the eating occasions. You know, you could have your latte, say, then at like 11 o'clock in the morning, where you then have it with, maybe you sprinkle a little bit of cacao powder, so it's more like a mocha, and you have it with a handful of nuts. So the idea is that you're pit stopping and keeping your energy going, which interestingly actually helps us to stay warm, because basically what you're doing is you're having your metabolism, your body is working and burning energy rather than getting like so much thrown at it at one time that it burns really hard and then, you know, is storing the rest as fat. And I did have a couple, you know, I you guys know, but I work with Nature's Path, and I'm super excited. They came out with an oatmeal, their Kea, which is, you can make into a hot cereal, but they've done Kea oatmeal, which
love it.
already has the chia and the hemp seeds and the buckwheat in there. So what's nice is, and I saw other brands, like, it's really nice to see that we can get these in the grocery store if you don't have all the individual ingredients, you know, in there. But, you know, I'm a big believer that buy all of the individual ingredients and then you can kind of make it up your own. I actually did one the other day with matcha in it. So I took the oatmeal and I put the matcha powder, and then I put some blueberries, just a few, because the berries are, you know, another source of sugar, and then some coconut milk, and it was awesome. And that gave me my caffeine, so I didn't have to have a matcha latte with it or something like that.
You know, Ashley, I like what you said before. I mean, really about starting our day with something warm. And you had talked about the ramen noodles. And I think it's interesting for a lot of people, because I know a lot of people who will start their day off with with a warm chicken breast, or they'll start their day off with something like dinner. Normally we think of it as dinner, but maybe in the winter months, it's not a bad idea to start thinking of dinner as breakfast.
Yeah, you know what? I'm never a believer. I've taken all terms around. You'll hear me say pit stop and eating occasion. I don't even use the words meal and snack, much less like a breakfast food and a dinner food, because you're absolutely right. First of all, leftovers can be a great option. I will do a sweet potato hash, you know, and do that in the evening with eggs, and that's an awesome evening, you know, quick option. So breakfast could be dinner, dinner could be breakfast, but I think you're totally right. And, you know, in parts of the world that have amazing longevity, you know, especially thinking of like a Japan or Korea, China, they do a warm breakfast all the time. And I think, you know, we're loving these noodle bowls, and you could do rice noodles if you want to be gluten-free. But I'll even, and this leads us into my next hot food area, I will definitely do a soup for breakfast. And sometimes I'll put a, you know, farm egg on it, or, you know, in terms of protein, you could even have like leftover salmon, or I'm totally weird and love sardines. So, you know, I'll throw that in there. But you're right. Like, I think we can think about those breakfast, you know, you could almost have breakfast soup, and that's a great option. We may have just come up with a new trend that everybody will be seeing.
You heard it here on Naturally Savvy Radio
First. You heard it here first. That's what we want to be very clear about. And then the other one is soup. When we talk about hot, so one of the areas I see people make some of the worst mistakes from a nutritional standpoint is soup. And, you know, we definitely talk about the sodium piece, and that's important. A good recommendation or rule of thumb is less than 500 milligrams for the portion you're going to eat. Soups do tend to have a higher amount of sodium, and that's okay. Just make sure your other foods aren't so high in salt. But, you know, not these ones that have 1,000 or, you know, or upwards of a gram of sodium. That's crazy. And then the other, and you can use spices, which are so good for heating you up internally, you know, your garlic and rosemary. I mean, there's so many wonderful spices to give you health benefits. They have antioxidants in them. They have cleansing properties to them. So, you know, that's going to give you some heat and some flavor, and you can cut back on the salt. But the other thing we see a lot of is that same oatmeal issue, which is a lot of times people don't understand that or forget, and in the liquid form, our starchy vegetables and our beans and our grains are your carbohydrates. So what will happen is a lot of times people will tell me, oh, I had soup and a sandwich. And then it's like, oh, I was getting four servings. You know, it's like having four slices of bread instead of the two slices of bread with your sandwich. So what we want to do, and on my website, I have my nutrition plan, which shows you what vegetables are carbohydrate and which ones are my non-starchy. And so it'll also, you know, remind you that beans and grains and things like that are carbohydrate. But what we want to remember is in the liquid form, you know, something like carrot or tomato or butternut squash, they're amazing for you, but you just want to remember that they are the carbohydrates. So then what you'll do is, like, instead of putting croutons on top, I'll sprinkle hemp seeds on top. That also gives me the protein, the healthy fats. If you want to, you know, if somebody's doing shrimp or they want to do more of like a Thai flavor, you could do peanuts on top, or, you know, so there are a lot of different options. But what we're looking for in your soup is the nutrient balance. And one word, and I know you're so with me on this part too, is that there's a lot of concern about the packaging around soup. So I'm a big fan of carrying your soup or taking it places to go, but I'm not a fan of us heating things up in plastic or even getting to-go soup in plastic. So, you know,
we're definitely on the same page. We're definitely on the same page. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, Ashley, but we're on the same page.
Great.
And you know what? I think we should do a show about that. Let's do a show on BPA and packaging in general.
Packaging.
Love the idea, because that's a whole other discussion. All right. You can learn more about Ashley at ashleycoffapproved.com at her website, and you can follow her on Twitter at ashleycoff. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio.